Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
John Brown.
Let's talk.
It's the time of the show we do. It's the time of the show we do this.
Life. Don't talk to me about life.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, and whatever that is identifying itself as this morning, in the corner, is it is time to welcome the international man of misery, Mr. Grumpy himself. Michael, are you receiving me?
Receiving you loud and clear, Charles.
I thought whilst you were on
reminds me of that. Do you remember the Tony Hancock series when he did the Radio Ham? Hello, Yoki. Can you hear me? Hello, Yoki.
Yes, indeed. I thought I'd just start while you're on hold. I start sort of humming Green Sleeve to you just to make you feel more welcome.
Oh, mate, don't.
You see, now the reason that we're not in crystal clear stereo sound is because we worked out last time we spoke is that when the great unwashed public, or the perfectly perfumed public, wish to get into, you can't hear them, so therefore it's a bit of a thing, because then I have to translate, and, you know, we lose some of that directness, so listeners are saying, why can't we hear them in crystal clear audio, so, what was it, Dolby sound, yeah, or well, the cinema, right. CinemaScope, that was, didn't it? The widescreen CinemaScope, we should have you in.
Yeah.
Hey.
Glorious Technicolor.
Glorious Technicolor. Not like the yawn. I'm going to... You sent me through a list of your gripes, and I want to go straight to the one that made me go, oh, for goodness sake. Are you ready for this one? Yeah?
Sure.
Luke Littler getting an MBE. What on earth is going on there, Grumps?
It just doesn't make any sense to me. And Luke Humphreys, another dart player.
Right.
Luke Littler... is, I think, 18 or 19 years old, and he throws arrows, right?
Yeah.
as they would say at where they play darts, in front of a drunken mob.
A drunken mob? It's like Agincourt all over again, is it, basically?
Well, it's... I don't know what you've got to do to get an MBE.
Throw
arrows.
Exactly.
And I'm purposely pronouncing them arrows and not arrows.
Arrows,
because that's how it says. Go on, throw the arrows.
You see, I mean, let me phrase this in the correct way, okay? So don't take it, but you're a big fan of indoor sports. Stop sniggering at the back. Obviously, because of snooker and all that, and obviously poker. Right. But, you know, darts, I get it, but, have you been to one of those throwing arrows situations? Have you been to an international darts thing?
No, and I'm sure it's fantastic, and I'm sure... they should get all sorts of awards in their industry.
Yeah.
But, you know, at 18, you haven't done a lot to earn an MBE.
Not really.
I don't even know if he's 18. He might be. I don't know how old he is. I know he's not 20.
He's a teen, isn't he? He's a surly teen.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually stuck for words because I want to swear so badly.
Right.
I can't because we're on the radio.
Well, exactly.
But it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And if someone can explain to me, it just makes the whole award system of getting MBEs and CBEs and knighted the Mayor of London. I mean, it's time for them to go, I'm afraid. They're looking for punters.
Well, you thought not going back to the old country and standing yourself, you know, Grumps for mayor. I can see it now.
No, I don't think I should be mayor. I certainly don't think he should be mayor. And I don't think Luke Littler... I mean, If someone can give me one good reason why he deserves an MBE, I'll take it all back. Well, it's got to be a genuine good reason.
If you are Phil the Power Taylor, who comes from God's own country, otherwise known as Stoke-on-Trent, he's
run it 30 times.
Exactly. But this, I mean, you might as well have won the X Factor, mightn't you, to be honest with you, and have an interesting backstory.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make any sense. It's just a real... I'm sorry, words almost fail me. He's a kid. What can I say? And 5, you know, and 10 years ago, when he was taking his 11 plus... he got 4 out of 10.
They'll be awarding it for TikTok next month, for services to TikTok and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's just another nonsense where someone says something and you get 12 million people. Go run down the end of the street and bang a saucepan because the nurses are doing their jobs, which they're paid for. You're right, on TikTok, and then film it, and then 5 years later saying, well, actually, it was all wrong, we were all conned.
Right.
All nonsense.
Now, looking at other bits and pieces, I was talking to somebody the other day about this, about getting the Blues Brothers and also Animal House out on when I was about 14 on VHS. You know, going down of a weekend with my mate when we were 14, riding down our bikes to the village because they had the village shop had probably about 12 VHSs or Betamax or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you a number and see if you can guess what it was.
Go on then.
14. You'll never guess.
What number 14 was? Was that the age that you could pick up a video without whatever?
No, that was the number. That was the number Animal House was in my shop.
Was it?
It was film. Yeah.
was it
number 14?
Well, you see, it was kind of when you were like a 13 or 14 year old boy, Animal House is incredibly risque to watch because it's got boobies in it and stuff like that.
Yes. It was the beginning of a wonderful time. Not necessarily because of the boobies, but because of the film industry.
But you see, the thing is now, in a world, where you can get whatever you want downloaded on your tablet, on your phone, on your home system, or whatever. I mean, I look after my friend's very expensive cat, and they've got everything you could possibly want in terms of systems you can watch stuff on, and you end up going, I've got so much. You end up spending like an hour flicking through stuff, and then it's time to go to bed.
Well, look, we do this. We've got Netflix, Prime, we've got... an IPTV box. We've got all these things, but we finish up. There must be like 50, 60 new films a day or programs come out, and we probably watch one.
Right.
So that we're missing like loads and loads and loads of stuff. So like last night we watched. There's a show now on Apple.
Yeah.
Called Sticks, which is about golf.
Okay.
And it's 30 minutes, and we watched all 6 last night.
that's one of the problems, isn't it? Because I did a classic as well the other day. I'm thinking, well, I'm too tired to watch a film, so I'll watch a documentary series. Yeah,
and of course, it's
a history of documentary series about, and I'm currently on another Vietnam War bit because of the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. And of course, what had then happened is I ended up watching 4 1.5-hour episodes until 2 in the morning because I couldn't because I got caught up in it. So I couldn't watch a film, but I could watch basically 2 films in that time.
They're never going to have that touchy-feely, pick up, read the box, talk to someone in the shop and say, can you, you know, what's good for the weekend, what's, you know, what good films have you seen, what's the manager's choice, you know, interact.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all press button. It takes me on to this, get the act for this, get the act for that, And what's happening lately is I'm getting the apps because it's the only way to get into contact with people.
Yeah.
And the bloody things don't work.
I've got a message in here saying I'm with Grumps about this one on Littler, but then I'm in a perpetual state of fury about pretty much everything these days.
well, welcome to my world, mate.
A perpetual state of fury.
Yeah, I mean... listen, I went away for a holiday last week.
Congratulations.
It was very nice hotel, fantastic.
Right.
But we had to everything was done on an app. I sat at reception,
yeah,
and I said, I've got the app, but I can't do anything on it. It won't, it says, check reservations, check points, no points. Well, there must be points. It's paid, and now I've got a receipt. You've got no upcoming bookings. Yeah, but I'm here. I'm sitting in front of you. I'm sitting in front of you, and you've just taken my credit card, right? So I think I might have a booking. It was a fantastic hotel, but you know what? I'm diving apart from one part from another.
Go for it.
I use a disabled loo because I'm in a wheelchair a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Had no lock on the door.
Okay, right. So
I spoke to someone who was there. I said, why haven't you got a lock on the door? I said, health and safety. I said, are you sure? I said, you want someone to go into a toilet, but a bathroom, they need the privacy because of the wheelchair and all this business, and you think that they don't need a lock on the door, so anybody can walk in at any time.
Yeah.
And they said, well, yes, we health and safety say we don't think we can have a lock on the door. I said, well, I'll go and check with health and safety again, because would you use a loo? Would you go into a toilet and know that you can't lock the door?
Yes.
And he just looked at me and went, no, I wouldn't use that toilet. I said, but you expect me to use it, yeah? Anyway, well, within two days, I had a lock on the door, which I thought was actually incredibly good, that they listened to someone straight away.
You see,
I just think the hotel's been built for 4 years and no one else seems to have mentioned it.
Well, maybe they've all got tasers or something.
Maybe it was the 10th person I told.
Right, maybe, yeah. The fact you're walking around with a T-shirt saying, still no lock, day 15, still no lock, that sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, no, I did. I didn't just leave it to the one person I spoke to. I did finish up speaking to the general manager.
Yeah, right.
And every other member of the staff. I said, well, but, as I walk past the reception every morning for breakfast, no lock on the cars yet, I can see.
What? Why is it called the Kazi? Scrumps, do you know? It's just off of your head. Is it something to do with Cammy?
I actually don't know. No, it's something to do with India. I think it's something with Benghazi.
Oh, all right. But still, I can get that. But I get, but it must be like I shall look for that later on, so we can get to that. 952-784-4000. If you want to get involved, the other thing about the video shop is the fact that A, it was that you didn't rewind the tape at the end of it, a cardinal sin, and B, you would go, the guy would say, well, I'm sorry, but we only had 5 copies of, I don't know, Driller Killer 3. So you're going to have to wait. And then, what else would you recommend? Well, how about Driller Killer 2, for example?
Driller Killer was banned.
I know it was.
As was The Exorcist, as was I Spit on Your Grave.
Ah. Those perfect date movies.
If you were a good salesman, there was ways around that.
Right.
That you've only got 5 copies. And that would be, when they came in, they say, have you got a copy of this film? You would never say no,
yeah,
because it's out. You'd always say yes. And they'd say, well, can I see it? So, well, not tonight.
Josephine.
And then they'd say, okay. So when would you like to see it? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You'd never say, would you like me to book it? Because they could say no again. So you go into the, would you like to see it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? And then they'd say, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so now we've got to set you up with a film for tonight. And then we find them a film, and then they say, well, I'm not sure. So if you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it.
Ooh.
So there was always a way around it if you worked it in. If I saw a member of staff turn around and say, because we never had 5 copies in our shops, they had 25, 30, sometimes 100 copies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First weekend, 100 copies wouldn't be enough.
What was the one that used to? What was the one that you absolutely flew off the shelves of in the 80s? Was it something like Big or something?
Every single film that came out on a Monday,
yeah,
that was big was sold out on a Saturday. It didn't matter what it was.
Right.
It didn't matter whether it was because people are fixated with what's new. This is the latest film out, and of course, being a salesperson, they said, well, what's new? And I would just say, everything you haven't seen.
But of course,
But and the other thing is, you could actually see them, couldn't you, rather than them being in the dark all the time.
What, the people in the films? Oh, you could see what was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole... I mean, I watch films now, and they should be walking around with miners' helmets on. You can't see anything. Everything's so realistic. You know, the darkness, the accents, the... You know, we watch Netflix. Every film on Netflix, we watch with subtitles.
Yeah.
Because they're whispering, their accents, then all of a sudden they'll burst into Spanish or Dutch or something in the middle of a film without any subtitles. Oh, just so confusing. I have to watch with the volume turned up to like 40,
right?
Because I can't hear the mumbling, and then Then a lot of it's done in the dark, and I mean it really is dark. There's no. Films, they never used to have films like that. There was always a bit of light somewhere so you could see the actors. So there's loads of time we're just sitting there, all of us in the dark.
Well, unless
not understanding what they're saying.
Unless it's something like a French existentialist thing where it's supposed to be, you know, somewhat in the dark, you know, then you go, okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, a French existentialist movie. It would be something where they just look out windows.
I know the French bit.
Yeah.
What's the existentialist?
What is this thing called life?
You're just showing off.
Yeah, no, it's a big word, exactly. I don't know what it means. It's like esoteric and eccentric, you know. I mean, no, but it's one of those movies where nothing like Jules et Jim, and they, you know, it's a French love triangle where they look out the window and spend half an hour smoking before going for a coffee on the West Bank on the 18th arrondissement.
I started watching a film the other day called I can't remember what it was called.
Right.
But it was, I can't remember.
Right.
It'll come to me in a minute.
Yeah.
But it was one of these arty-farty films, but it had a great cast in it. Tom Hanks, a few good actors in it.
Right.
What lasted 10 minutes.
What, not something like The Route to Perdition or something like that, where they were Jude Law?
No, not the politician.
The Polynesian?
I can't.
The story, no. Story of somebody in Trader Vic's, no?
No, I can't remember.
Right.
I can't remember.
Okay.
What's his name, Wes?
Oh, Wes Anderson. Yeah. No, you see the problem. You were either watching the. It wasn't bloody hell. What's it? Excuse my language. It wasn't the one Astronaut City, was it? Or is the?
No.
It's the one that Benedict Dictator de Toro. Hang on.
Everybody keeps trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish they'd done it in the first 5 minutes.
The Phoenician scheme. There you go. The Phoenician scheme. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you watch that? Why wouldn't you turn that on to watch that? And then I actually, both of us looked at each other after 15 minutes and went, no, sorry, this is too self-indulgent,
yeah.
even for him, yeah. Anyway.
Grand Hotel Budapest is the one, that's the favourite one of him, with Ralph Fiennes, about the hotel, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just go back to apps again?
You can go back to apps, I know you like to go back to apps, yeah, go on.
Right, so I've got all these apps, right? I've got two hospital apps, right, for making appointments. They don't work. Another one, have I got any appointments? No, you've got no appointments. Yeah, I have. I'm coming there Wednesday. I know I've got, because you sent me an email.
Yeah.
You sent me an email to tell me that I'm going there Wednesday. But on the app, which you tell me I have to use to make an appointment, because no one answers the phones anymore, that I haven't got an appointment. But the best one I got is we got given from Vodafone a gift, and that gift was an air fryer.
Everyone's an air fryer. Yeah, go on.
Right, so I download the app for that. It's what? In Chinese.
Well, of course it is. It's
but so's the air fryer. So, but unless someone can tell me what the Chinese is for change language, I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, and
because it's on the dial, which you have to.
Oh, I thought you meant all the food came out as Chinese. You wanted to have something, and it came. Crispy duck. I don't want crispy duck. I just want to have whatever else. But you know, I've never used an air fryer, so I don't know. You know,
It's not a Tommy Cooper kit. It's an air fryer.
An air fryer.
But the instructions are all in Chinese, and unless you speak You know, you know when you go on something, it's just choose language.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can sort of like, you can guess, like, you can, if you know what the Spanish is for change, for language.
Yeah.
You can work out German and French and things like that.
Yeah.
You try working it out in Chinese. It's just,
you'll probably get the wrong lines. You'll probably get Cantonese as opposed to Mandarin, or, you know, number 32 instead of 70.
Oh, so,
you know.
So we've got an air fryer which has been used once on guesswork and is now safely tucked away in the cupboard, never to be used again. Unless one of our Chinese friends pops around and set it up for us.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
Oh, well, so what does one do in an air fryer? Because, I mean, Dave gets very excited about air fryer. Apparently he's got.
I don't know. Like, it's all in Chinese.
Of course.
If someone tells you, yeah. Anyway, so that's that.
All right, fair enough.
I've got an interesting bit of information for you.
Come on, then.
Right.
Flabber my ghast. Go on.
Nokia. How long do you think Nokia's been in business?
Well, it's finished, isn't it? So that probably started with the mobile phone boom. So I think, what, 1985 or something like that?
Try 1860 as a paper mill.
You what? As a paper mill?
Nokia started in 1860, was founded in 1860.
By Keki Nokia, the famous Finnish pulp magnate, was it?
No. Okay.
Yeah, go on.
How long do you reckon Nintendo's been in business?
Who?
Nintendo.
And Nintendo, again, that's game. So that's going to be, what, 1960s?
Try 136 years. you got your computer in front of you.
Yeah.
Google Nintendo.
All right. Don't
see when it started as a company.
Don't tell me he had kamikazes. Nintendo.
No, but Samsung.
Middle-aged man looking at thing. Right. Okay. It's going to try and sell me an air fryer now. You watch. Oh no, I don't want to have that. All right. When was Nintendo founded? Hang on. When was Nintendo? We've got three and a half minutes, Grumps. Nintendo. There we go.
All right.
Okay. Nintendo. Blimey. September 23rd, 1899, in Kyoto, Japan.
Yeah.
Originally named Nintendo Kopai by Fusajiro Yamuchi. There you go.
Yeah, but okay. But how did Super Mario's come on from there, didn't he?
Well, exactly. Yeah, but it was...
You never knew that, did you? That's a bit of useless information.
You have absolutely given me two bits of useless information. Next time I see a Finnish bug...
I'm going to give you a third one.
I'm not sure I can take it, Grumps, but go for it.
IBM, 114 years.
The computer company.
Just what you do. Yeah.
Well, what were they making then in that day? Were they making greeting cards or something? Or what? Okay, IBM. When was IBM?
Carrier pigeon message.
Yeah, exactly. The largest purveyor of fast fowl in the West. Well, Ember invited international. Oh, the computer tablet. 1911. The Computing Tabulating Recording Company, later renamed as the
114 years ago.
International Business. Yeah. I didn't even know it stood for International Business Machines. So there you go.
Anyway, that's all the good news.
That's all the good news.
Oh, and anybody who lives in an apartment block who's got a kid,
if
you're listening to this, you have my permission to strangle them if they start playing Marco Polo at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and carry on to 8 o'clock at night.
Right, because...
And you don't know what Marco... Because it's a game where they just stand in the pool going, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, and they do it all day long. Into the night. You have Mr. Grumpy's permission to go out there and...
To have a harsh word with them.
Around that.
We can't, yeah, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Careful now, because obviously then we're all going to get done for...
I'm joking about that. But
of course you are.
First of all, ask
them if they've got any Chinese friends, because if they have, you could say, here's an air fryer, please decipher it.
Yeah, I hope one day you sit in an apartment and listen to kids playing Marco Polo. That's like my witch's curse.
Is it? That's yes, indeed.
You will listen to kids play Marco Polo all day. Never to decease
again. The eternal game of Marco Polo. Grumps, we're going to run out of time. I'm going to be away for. I'm having a week off. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Any suggestions?
Yeah, I think we might. think maybe we'll have a bit of the summer off, eh? What do you reckon?
Well, we could do that as well, because you're only going to be... Well, I'm just going to wait to hear about some, you know, somebody, some sort of Marco Polo stroke motorhome incident happening in the Los Beliches area, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it will happen soon.
Are you going to do another TikTok video with your daughter with jackets in Ibiza? Because
did you like that?
That set the world alight. That was the highlight of my year. Just goes to show what I'm like. But yes, I absolutely adore.
How do you get people to get on there and have a look at it? I'm quite proud of that.
Don't look at me.
The funny thing is, as soon as it was over, whilst we were rehearsing it, I fell over three times.
Oh, shite.
And at the end, you'll see me falling over onto a couch and her bursting out laughing. Because, of course, I can't stand up for very long.
Well, of course.
So that was it. I jumped up and down and fell over. But it was very successful and everybody liked it.
Indeed. As always, my very good friend, my international emissary, the clock, Times Wing Chariot has beaten us. I will see you in a couple of weeks' time. Michael Sanker, thank you so much for your time today.
Nice to speak to you again, Michael.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.